This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
Welcome to the Braves Country podcast. This week, we are focusing on two of the biggest and best Braves players in the history of Atlanta Braves baseball. Two that, however, Scott Munn, have not been recognized the way they should.
Absolutely not. They've been disrespected, and so have the Braves fans. We've all known that Dale Murphy and Fred McGriff are both Hall of Famers for a long time, and also Andrew Jones. He should be voted in as well. This is the biggest chance we've had in a long time for Murphy to be respected properly by the Hall of Fame. And really, I think of it like Dale Murphy doesn't deserve to be a Hall of Famer. It's like the Hall of Fame deserves Dale Murphy. He was the guy who brought cable television into the mix. I mean, nobody watched TBS without Murphy. Who's more famous than him? Nobody. And it's the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Stats, although he does have the stats too. I think the arguments and the numbers are there for Murphy, McGriff, and Andrew Jones.
Yeah, the thing I keep hearing as well, had he not played those extra years in Philadelphia and then Colorado that actually damaged his numbers overall, at the end of his career, that this wouldn't even be a conversation. If that is the case, we already know that should be thrown out. That shouldn't even matter because of what he accomplished to begin with. So yeah, you're right. It's not all about stats. It's about who they are, what they did, and then what they did to represent baseball, I think.
Absolutely. And this year they formed a new committee. It's the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee. I call it the Contemporary Baseball Error Committee.
The one that hopefully can fix the errors.
That's right. That's right. And it's this Saturday. That's why we're talking about it. They're going to make the announcement this Sunday at 8 p.m. From the baseball winter meetings in San Diego. It's going to be aired on MLB Network. So tune in there or just come back to us at the Braves Country Podcast. I'm sure the news will be on 680 The Fan as well.
Yeah, right. And everybody's phone. They'll just look down and say, right. Dale Murphy's been in. You know, it'll come in as a
That's how it works these days, isn't it? I'm optimistic that this might be the year. You know, I led a big campaign, the Murphy Hall of Fame 2020 campaign, all of 2019, got with the Murphy family, and we really tried, I think, to get the Hall of Fame voters to do the right thing. They didn't, so now they figured out this committee, and they put a lot of people on the committee who I think might actually vote for Murphy. I mean, Chipper Jones, Greg Maddux, Jack Morris, Ryan Sandberg, Lee Smith, Frank Thomas, Alan Trammell.
Yeah, that's a good list of players that respect the game of baseball and have played the game of baseball well.
All the fans' kind of campaigns and chatter up until now is what's kind of made this happen in a way, because we never laid down on it. We never said we're going to give up. We all just kind of kept saying, you know, Murphy deserves to be a Hall of Famer. There's so many Facebook pages out there and movements, and people have written letters to the Hall of Fame. So I think the pressure is kind of worked. And now the thing is, it's a 16-member Hall of Fame board appointed electorate who's going to decide this. Now, you take those players, there's seven of them. Let's assume they all vote for Murphy.
Which I can't imagine they wouldn't.
And I think they would all vote for Fred McGriff as well. All those seven players vote, but you have to get 12 of these 16 people to vote for you in order to get in. So we need five of these execs who I don't, frankly, I'm sorry, I don't know who all of them are. But
Theo Epstein jumps out at me. I know him as, you know, he's obviously a GM for the Red Sox. And then didn't he end up in Chicago, maybe? I think it was
Chicago. Right. Yeah, successful there for sure.
But nobody else jumps out at me. I have no
Ken
idea.
Ken Williams, I think he was a former major league pitcher who might be a GM now. I'm hoping that some of these other, you know, exec types get influenced. Maybe they're all going to meet together and figure it out together. That would be kind of neat. And maybe if they'll be influenced by these players voting, that might be cool. But anyway, Murphy, Hall of Fame credentials, youngest player in history to win back-to-back MVP awards in 82 and 83. And of the 29 players who've won multiple MVP awards in their careers in both leagues, 22 of those are in Cooperstown. So that might be a stopping place right there, full stop.
And then Sports Illustrated, they tweeted out, I think it was earlier this week, a list of the biggest stars of the 80s. And they did this in 1990. Mm-hmm. Of this list of about 15 or 20 players, every one of them were in the Hall of Fame except Dale Murphy.
And, you know, he's a 7-time All-Star, 5-time Gold Glover, 4-time Silver Slugger, Roberto Clemente Award in 88. A lot of other things, like you get into the Community Service Awards and the Lou Gehrig Memorial Award.
Braves Hall of Fame, number
Braves
3 is
Hall
retired.
Of fame, I mean, all of that. And also 2-time home run champion. And then here's what I like. The second most home runs in the 80s, 308, behind Mike Schmidt at 313. And Mike Schmidt's in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, it seems like it all makes sense to me. And then you
look at crime dog.
You look at McGriff as well. I got some notes on him, man. I mean, first of all, just talk the day he came over to the Braves. And
the stadium they called him the fire dog.
That was amazing. And he lit a fire under the Braves. And
it
really,
certainly did.
You know, he lit a fire.
Propelled them.
There it is. So I'm thinking he's in just for that. But, you know, he had a career that was at least comparable and in some ways a lot better than other Hall of Fame first basemen. I mean, he did have a .284 average, .509 slugging percentage. It's better than Eddie Murray, Tony Perez, Orlando Cepeda, almost identical to Willie McCovey.
That's quite a list.
And Willie McCovey was a first ballot Hall of Famer with a .270 average. So from 88 to 2002, only Bonds and Griffey Jr. got more intentional walks than McGriff, which shows you what the opposing managers and pitchers thought about the guy. One of 17 players in baseball history with at least 15 seasons of 20 or more home runs. 13 of them are already in the Hall of Fame. Pujols is on his way there, and Bonds and A-Rod are, you know, of course, never probably going to get in there.
I don't know if I agree with that.
You think they might come?
I do.
There?
Clemens gets in eventually. I think Bonds gets in eventually. The only person I'm not positive about is Pete Rose. He's
really
the only one that I don't think will ever get in the Hall of Fame.
Isn't it weird that Major League Baseball is flirting with sports?
Yeah,
books?
Right there on the sports book right there on your phone.
Yeah, I try to stay away from all that.
Yeah, the state of Georgia's looking at it.
Yeah, everybody is. So, and now it's cool.
Major League Baseball has an official partner.
Right.
In the sports betting world.
And so, but we can't have Pete Rose in there.
I think Pete Rose has been such a jerk to so many people.
Yeah.
He's been his own undoing. Had he been more remorseful, had he been a little more quiet, a little more reserved, a little more to himself. Because remember, they tried to bring Pete Rose back to do some postseason analysis on Fox. He was such a pompous man, lack of a better description. I couldn't stand watching him. And I know how incredible a player and manager he was. I didn't enjoy him. I saw him be so rude to Frank Thomas one time. And I was like, I'm never watching this guy again. Now, I have to put that aside when it comes to my personal feeling about who Pete Rose has become. Granted, if I were treated that way, maybe I'd be bitter too. Not that he doesn't completely deserve it. He did what he did. I get it. But at the same time, he's not done himself any favors with people like me. I have to separate that, but I think stats and what he meant and did as a baseball player is enough to get him in the Hall of Fame. He's the only one that I don't expect will ever get in. The others, the steroid era, I think they'll just go, hey, this was an era of baseball, no different than the dead ball era.
And I think an MLB exec might argue that they're promoting legal, safe gambling. He was
betting
on
his
own team. Yeah.
Yet he always said, he admitted that. And he's like, I never betted on my team to lose. I always bet on them to win. I don't know how you prove that or disprove that. Maybe that's out there and I just don't know it. I don't know, but to me, it doesn't matter because that it's past, it's over, it's done with. But his stats and what he did as a player, you can't overlook them.
Well, here's what I think would be a good solution is we just get a cheater's wing of the Hall of Fame and we put all the, all the performance-enhancing drug guys and Pete Rose in there. And if you want to go see the cheater's wing, you can. Or you can just see the pure ball players.
Okay, I see what you're saying, and I get it, but there's that bit of me that goes, okay, how do you know none of those other people cheated?
Well, you don't, but how about a convicted cheaters wing? There you go.
To me personally, and I used to be on team they're cheaters too.
Yeah.
And they are. I'm not denying that they are. I just think it's part of baseball. The Hall of Fame for me is a museum to document what baseball is and has been. And they're part of it. They're part of the story. Not a good part of the story. No different than, I don't know, Vietnam was not a good part of the American story. It's still part of the story.
Yeah.
Maybe I look at it from the wrong perspective, but that's the way that I see the Hall of Fame.
I think it'll happen at one point. I don't know if it'll be while those guys are all still around or not, but we'll see. I mean, because a lot of those guys are on this new ballot that's happening this weekend. So maybe the writers and players are going to surprise us. But I think it's kind of set up where a lot of the bad guys, you know, in quotes, are on there. And so maybe this is their chance to speak about it one more time by putting, you know, just selecting Murphy and McGriff and leaving the rest of these guys out. Also, I think Andrew Jones should be voted into the Hall of Fame. I know you agree with me, too.
Oh, my gosh, 100%.
His stat line right here, 434 home runs, 10-time Gold Glove winner in consecutive seasons. Best fielding percentage in the history of the game for a center fielder, so he should be voted in. Like I've said before, if we could just have this year be all Braves, Andrew Jones, Fred McGriff, Dale Murphy, that would be a dream, and we could all go up
though,
there and
though Andrew
that.
Is not on this part. This is not
No, but you know, they have to vote for him. The actual writers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In the regular voting when that comes down.
Yeah.
I just want to separate. I want people to be clear that this is happening, the vote during the winter meetings in San Diego, not part of the regular Hall of Fame balloting with the baseball writers. But a lot of praise for a guy that I grew up loving, and that is Dale Murphy. People who played with him and played against him absolutely loved him.
The Hall of Fame is looking for stars who were role models. They couldn't find anybody better than Dale Murphy. Phil Niekro said that before he passed away. God rest his soul.
Chipper Jones said he was the total package. He was among the leaders in home runs every year. He could run. He was a sparkling defensive player. When you look at his career, you certainly see a guy who should be considered very, very hard for the Hall of Fame. When anybody compares me to Dale Murphy, I take that as a tremendous compliment, and I hope I can carry the torch he passed along. Chipper Jones said that about Murphy.
I'm thinking Chipper's going to vote for him. Bobby Cox said, I would love to see Dale in the Hall of Fame. He went from catcher to first base to left field to center field and became a Gold Glove winner. He was MVP twice, and his character, what he does for communities and all that, it has to add in somewhere. Bobby Cox.
This is the one that stands out to me, though, because this is not a guy that played with Murphy every day. And everybody knows everything about Joe DiMaggio, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, and, of course, a Cooperstown Hall of Famer. I can't imagine Joe DiMaggio was a better all-around player than Dale Murphy. That is from the great Nolan Ryan.
I mean, that's high praise from a guy who went toe-to-toe with Dale Murphy quite a bit when he was with the Astros. So, and then, you know, you got Hank Aaron. Dale is probably the best all-around player in either league, probably the most valuable commodity in baseball right now. He's the best I've ever seen, and I've seen Willie Mays.
Period.
I mean, done.
That's all I need.
Put him in the Hall of Fame,
folks.
That
is all I need. And at the end of the day, Fred McGriff is up there, too, and deserves this honor like nobody else. And then, of course, when the baseball writers get off their tail and vote in Andrew Jones, it'll be a good day. But the two that we're focusing on today, Dale Murphy and Fred McGriff, those two need to be voted into the Hall of Fame. And I got a good feeling that's going to happen.
I think too.
With Maddux and Chipper Jones in that group, a part of that committee, the two Hall of Famers themselves, as are the rest of the guys, but with direct experience with Dale Murphy and know exactly what he's all about. Same way with McGriff. He was part of just the 90s Braves that were so valuable and so important. Murphy was more of the Braves when they weren't as good, right? He carried the torch. He literally put the team on his shoulders and willed them to win so many nights and never got credit for it that I can tell, at least on the ballot for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and I guess what I was trying to say earlier is he was an icon on cable television that kind of took all sports, really, but definitely baseball, into the future and made it where people wanted to tune in on cable, and that's one of the reasons that a lot of the big cable contracts came through.
And Murph created Braves fans from coast to coast because of that exposure on TBS.
Absolutely.
You just didn't get it everywhere else. That's why there's California Braves fans and Colorado Braves fans and Kansas Braves fans, and of course, all over the southeastern United States. TBS was a nightly staple at my home. We watched TBS every night, and if we weren't watching, we were out and about, we were listening on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why we moved down here. My dad was in the service, and we were stationed in Anchorage, Alaska, at Fort Richardson up there. I was watching the Braves every day after school. It was a different time zone, so I think it was like 3 in the afternoon or something. But anyway, I fell in love with the Atlanta Braves, and we had a chance to either move to Germany or Atlanta, and I was jumping up and down for Atlanta, and we came down here because of the Braves, really. We wanted to be around Major League Baseball and not stuck in Germany, so we gravitated towards that. Man, I mean, I think a lot of people did. And I mean, a kid in Alaska asking his dad to not take a post in Germany, but to come to Atlanta because of Dale Murphy, basically. So I'm a big fan, obviously. And you know what else? I'm very thankful for these guys because they gave us a lot of baseball. And we had just went through Thanksgiving, and I wanted to say we're thankful for all of you out there who are listening and all the subscribers out there. And we wanted to thank you guys for joining us all the time and telling your friends about it, and thankful for our sponsors and our guests that come on the show, and especially those of you who come out to our live events. And we kind of wanted to close with a special contest announcement.
Because we do the Braves Country Live podcast, we've come up with some pretty cool memorabilia that you can't get anywhere else. It doesn't exist outside of what we're about to give you. You cannot get it anywhere else. And they're autographed baseball cards of some really cool people. We have some collections we'd like to give away.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give a grand prize. We're going to have a second and a third place. And I'll tell you what you need to do to win the contest in just a second. But here are the prizes. An autographed poster from the Braves Country Live podcast event that we just had at Smith's Old Bar, sponsored and presented by Live at the Print Shop. We'll also give you a set of 2022 baseball cards from all the guests on the live shows, also printed by the folks at Live at the Print Shop. And you'll also get a 2021 World Series hat and an autographed baseball from Ryan Klesko.
Yeah, he was a guest on our very first Braves Country podcast live. Andrew Jones, who we talked about, should be a Hall of Famer, yep, and will be.
You'll get his crossed autograph twice in this deal. That's because, right, he's on the poster and his baseball card.
Klesko too, right?
Yeah. And all you got to do to win all this, folks, is make an original post on your Facebook page and use hashtag Braves Country Podcast, and we'll check it out in about a week or two, and we'll see who has the most likes and shares, and we'll announce who wins first place on our Facebook page, which is at Braves Country Podcast. So just make a post about Braves Country Podcast, hashtag Braves Country Podcast, and whoever gets the most likes and shares for that post will win the grand prize, and we'll have a second and third place spot as well. Little tip, if you use a photo, that usually gets more people's attention.
A good way to get yourself some pretty cool memorabilia, and our way of saying thank you for listening to the Braves Country Podcast here on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. What do you think? I would love to get your feedback about our Hall of Fame discussion. What do you think about Murphy? What do you think about McGriff? What do you think about Andrew Jones? Now, give us some real critique, because if you just say yes, they belong in, we've already said that. What do you think? What are the reasons they belong in? What is it that you say makes a Hall of Famer? You can also comment on the steroid users like Barry Bonds, like Roger Clemens, and people like that. Do they belong in? Yes or no, and why? As well as Pete Rose, because I know I was defending Pete Rose a little bit. Love to know what your thoughts are on those, and that'll do it for us. Y'all come back now, you hear?
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.